just say a few words. Some of you were here Sunday, and you know what we've been studying, and some of you weren't. So let me just repeat myself a little bit. We are studying. Our theme is friendship with Jesus. Friendship with Jesus. What is a friend? You guys remember what I said, what a friend was? Matthew, you know?
Someone you can trust and someone who like shares. And
right. Yeah. Somebody you know. Somebody, I forgot. Somebody you know. Somebody you like. And somebody you trust. And somebody who is interested in your well-being. And so we found that Jesus is somebody that we can trust and who's concerned about us. This friendship with God was started in the Garden of Eden. We studied. God came down to Adam and Eve, but then sin marred the situation and they had to be cast out. And then we got the effect of the fall. But Jesus was the cure. Jesus came. And we studied that Jesus is the friend of sinners. We studied Zacchaeus, that wee little man. And Jesus had fellowship with him. And everybody says, why are you having fellowship with a sinner? But Jesus is the friend of sinners. And we all have sinned and come short of God's mark. We're all sinners. We're cursed. But Jesus is the friend of sinners. Jesus is the friend of children, we learned as well. Jesus said, come, let the children come to me. Don't forbid them. And then we talked about Abraham is called the friend of God. Abraham had that relationship. God told him to do something very difficult, and he did it. He told him to do a bunch of stuff, but that one where he asked him to sacrifice his son. I can just imagine what went through his heart, but he did it. He went right out, and God got hold of his hand before he did the deed. And now I know. And so he was the friend of God. And then we had God talked face to face with Moses, or cheek to cheek, as Brother John informed us how the Hebrew is really cheek to cheek. And then we also learned about who? Daniel. Daniel was a man greatly beloved of God. Here was a man who stood for what was right, even in the face of death, the threat of the lion's den. And he was a man greatly beloved. So we've been learning all about this, and we want to be friend of God. We want Jesus to be our friend, and we want to be his friend, of course. And how do we do that? That's by obeying his commands. So we have a couple of songs we'd like to share with you. We've been having a wonderful time singing, and so here we let us bless you.
I trust that these songs will stay with you when you leave camp. Now, how many of you are tired right now? Wow.
Went up the mountain.
How was the mountain today? That's good. That's good. Yeah. Sleeping? All right. Well, I told Brother Paul that I was aiming to end by 9:30, and he said, well, I won't tell you what he said. But I think he might give me an ice cream treat tomorrow. We'll see.